This is the I'm Stuff Eating Disorder podcast, a podcast where we teach you stuff about eating disorders that you may not heard before, and of course we're going to fight off the pitch of an eating disorder. I'm your host, Queenie June Borgman, and in today's episode, episode 20 of season 7, last episode, we're talking about, can carbs make me bitch? Do carbs make me binge? This episode and the last episode of this season is all about that. This is going to be a brief episode, short episode, so stay with me for this one. I would like to remind you that you can always follow the podcast, share it with a friend, tell your parents about it or your caregivers, and basically share the information people need to know about eating disorders that either do not have them or do have it, have them, because the world is somewhat ignorant about this disease, at least in my personal opinion. Before I jump into that part, a little update as well. After this episode, there will not be an episode for at least another month. And somewhere in Christmas time, I will be jumping back again with season 8, of course, for the holidays to make you survive that, well, quite daunting time for people with an eating disorder, what is a happy time for other people, but for us, we mostly see challenges. So that is that, and let's jump into this episode with some personal details as well. Okay, any house updates is that I am recovering from being sick. I'm actually not sick anymore, but you still have that phase that, you know, you cough a little, you blow your nose a little, and that's my phase now. So it could be that I sound more nasal. Sorry about that. Other than that, and the upcoming episodes, I would like to actually interview people with an eating disorder. So if you're listening to this and you know somebody or you would like to do it yourself, please DM me to @imstuffed_com. So these episodes are all going to be about you and not about me sharing information or me bringing an expert in here, but just people that are experiencing it and therefore to some extent also are experts. Of course, it needs a little bit of adjusting because you cannot throw out, you know, kgs or say certain habits that descriptively, because otherwise it will be damaging for other people. But I will find a way to work towards that for the upcoming month. So that's why there's also a month delay with the new season, season 8. Other than that, I just came back from Barcelona. I had a very fun time. You know, I'm going there for ages, but depending with who you are, the time or how you perceive something is very, very different. And I'm just happy that I could go with the person that I went with this time. So I'm very grateful for that. And really enjoyed myself. Although being sick, I really enjoyed myself. This part of this episode is going to be interesting because a lot of people are expecting me to give like a big ass episode, you know, with a lot of details and stuff like that. But I can actually make it very easily for you, and I'm gonna make it in, well, I'm going to explain it biological wise what you are experiencing, and therefore you have this thought that maybe carbs make you binge, and I'm just going to tell you what's happening and why you shouldn't be thinking that. In essence, when you become, you know, you get to this world, you get born, and if everything goes right, you will get mother milk, and if that doesn't happen, you will get powdered milk. I'm gonna take a, you know, sip of my tea here. And if that happens, you will have around 70% of carbs, 20% of fats, and 10% of protein in your diet just from that milk. So 70% already is carbs, and we as babies are built actually on carbs in the system of our mothers. Therefore, a ketogenic diet is prohibited when you are pregnant. And even when you are born, your mom is still feeding you carbs. So the moment people say, you know, I feel like I'm addicted to carbs, well, your system runs on carbs. So you cannot do it any other way than consuming carbs. However, throughout time, when we become older and the diet industry hits us, we think that carbs are bad because, you know, we eat bread, we're 2 kgs heavier the next day, but that's because of water retention, because of 1 gram of carbs holds 4 grams of water. And at some point, we're like, no, you know, these carbs, these are the problem. They're making us binge. They're making us eat stuff that we overeat easily on, like pastry and all that shit, pizza. The truth is that we need carbs to stay interested in food because carbs make food interesting. That's why we lose weight when we're not eating carbs, because by nature, it's putting a halt to our intake so we can lose weight. So for the people that really need to lose weight, that actually could be beneficial. But for our people with an eating disorder, even people with an eating disorder that have a heavy weight, it's not the way we should go about it, because often the way we perceive these products are very negative. So what actually happens is that the body makes enzymes to break down the macronutrients. So carbs, protein, fats, fiber, even alcohol, all enzymes to break that down. Your body craves carbs because your brain, there's a barrier around the brain that needs carbs to function right. That's why we feel so foggy when we're not eating carbs, because that barrier isn't being fed with sugars. So that is a system that already runs on carbs. When we are small, we are used to getting carbs because of the mother milk or the powder milk formula, how you would like to call it. Then we have the third thing, and that is that we need to stay interested in food, otherwise we die. And then I want to bring in the fourth thing, and that's we have highly processed foods that we can easily overeat on because they're made that way. And they're not made by nature that way, because the most highly processed thing that isn't even processed, but okay, it's processed by nature, you can find in nature is either honey or dates. And that is something we could overeat on if we would be basic animals, you know, walking in nature, because that is the most sweetest thing we can find, and it's 100% carbs. So now you are thinking, oh my God, I can't stop eating the pastry, I can't stop eating the cookies, I can't stop eating the and every time I eat some sugar, this shit happens, so carbs are bad. Well, you're choosing highly processed carbs, that is one thing. Secondly, is that your mindset towards carbs is making you fat, and the carbs themselves aren't making you fat. Because you perceive them as something negative, something you shouldn't have or shouldn't eat a lot of, your body and your stubborn mind basically will jump to eating a lot of them, because it's kind of like, I think, the attitude of an eating disorder patient to some extent. I always say it about myself as well. I'm stubborn. If you say to me, don't push the red button, I will definitely find ways to at least walk around it, maybe touch it slightly and stuff like that. And to some extent, that is also the rebellious side of an eating disorder patient that is very much inside, very suppressed. And what you see sometimes is that it can out in food by fighting back against the rules you've put on yourself, if this makes sense. So with the question, you know, do carbs make me binge? No, carbs don't make you binge, or you should eat very, very bad carbs and nothing nutritious anymore combined with it, just directly as it is, then it could become a problem. But if you, for example, eat a croissant and you eat a bowl of yogurt next to it, nothing crazy is going to happen. If you eat some children biscuits in the morning and have your proper food afterwards, nothing crazy is going to happen. You're still eating carbs and you're eating fast carbs. But if you're having rules that you cannot have it, and you've been delaying it and you've been avoiding it for 500 ages, and then you finally eat it, yeah, bam, of course you're gonna have a big ass binge, and of course you're gonna gain weight because of that, and of course you're gonna give carbs the fault and say that they're wrong while your mindset actually is wrong. So this episode is to remind you that no, carbs won't make you binge, but the way you look at carbs will make you binge. And as long as you don't normally integrate them in your food system day to day without having false thoughts about it or being negative about it, you will still keep binging. And it could even at some point happen to fats or even protein in the way you look at that. So instead of blaming food groups and macronutrients, you should actually be looking at how you think about and perceive things, and you should be changing that. So that is this short episode. Biologically, to some extent, what is happening. So maybe a little add-on to that. If you feel like you're getting stomach aches after eating carbs and you think it's bad for you, it's basically because your body hasn't produced enough enzymes for carbs, because maybe you have been restricting them for a long time, and then bam, you have a binge, and your body system just doesn't have enough enzymes to deal with it. So that was the last message. Hope you liked this last episode. No, you do not binge because of carbs. You binge of the way you think, or because of the way you think. That's that. See you in season 8. See you in December. Thank you so much for listening. I hope you enjoyed the episode, and I also hope you learned something from it and it helps you out with recovery. In the meantime, I want to give you a little bit of a heads up of all the things where you can find us. You can find us on @imstuff_com on Instagram, @imstuff.nl on TikTok, and on imstuff.nl, where we even have an ebook about eating disorders. So if you want to know more, check that out. And just don't forget to share the episode, give it to a friend that you think is in need, and you can follow the podcast and leave a review if you want to. Enjoy that and enjoy your day.